Hi everyone, welcome to Careful Tech, episode 32, Consumed with Media. So according to a survey company called eMarketer, U.S. adults spend 12 hours each day consuming media, and that amount has increased 24 minutes since 2012. On first glance, those numbers might seem impossible, but consider that your consumption sessions can overlap. Let me quote from the article here. For example, an hour spent watching TV while simultaneously using a smartphone counts as an hour of usage for each medium, and therefore as 2 hours of overall media time, end quote. So here's how those numbers break down for the average American. Just under 4 hours of TV watching, about an hour and a half of radio, whatever that means, less than half an hour of print consumption, about 2 hours of desktop / laptop use, just over 3 hours of mobile use, not including voice calls, and then kind of some other buckets at the bottom for other devices, both of them less than an hour. My only real takeaway on these average numbers on their own is that it's amazing how much time the average American carves out for TV. I'm at least a little bit jealous. 4 hours, and I've got to think the bulk of that is at night after work. People are either staying up really late or I don't know what they're doing. Anyways, here's my attempt to estimate my own daily media consumption. Somewhere on the ballpark of 2 hours for TV. I'm going to talk about radio in a second, but I'm pushing 4 hours on that. Almost zero print, maybe an hour and a half of laptop consumption, not including work or productivity. Over 4 hours, probably 4.5 of mobile use, and then something like 15 minutes of smartwatch consumption when you add together all the various glances. Here's some notes on how I compare to the average American. First, my total consumption hours are almost exactly the same, 12 hours each day, and I'm not sure whether to be alarmed or relieved or disappointed by that. Second, my definition for each of these media may not match eMarketer's. For my purposes, quote-unquote, TV is anything I watch on our big screen. In other words, it includes streaming media. I don't know if that's true for them or not. Along the same lines, in my radio bucket, I do listen to a bit of traditional FM broadcast, mostly NPR in the car. But for me, that category also includes Spotify. I listen to instrumental music all day during my workday, podcasts, and my voice-guided meditation app. So my radio hours are high compared to the average American's, but is that because I've bucketed things differently? Same sort of question. What counts as consumption in their summary? I use my devices all the time, literally from the moment I wake up to the moment I fall asleep. But for big chunks of the day, I'm making stuff with those devices, designing collateral for work, drafting blog posts, recording podcasts, composing emails, the list goes on. I assume that eMarketer is making a similar distinction between active productive work and passive consumption, but I'm not sure. Next thought, my media consumption on weekdays differs dramatically from what happens on the weekend. For example, during the week, I rarely watch more than one episode of a TV show before I get sleepy and stumble off to bed. On the weekend, though, I'll often watch a movie or binge on Netflix for several hours. Similarly, my smartphone use skyrockets on lazy weekend days. I'm far more likely to exhaust my iPhone battery on a Sunday than on the average workday. Looking back, it's astonishing how much my own habits have shifted in the past few decades. In high school, for example, before I had easy access to the web, I would often spend my study hall flipping through the local dead tree newspaper. These days, my print consumption has dwindled to nearly nothing. Yes, we do subscribe to the local newspaper because they don't post their articles online, but I rarely get past the first fold. Another big change since my teenage years? Back then, my media world revolved around the TV. Between traditional linear television and console gaming, I probably spent 5 to 6 hours a day planted in front of the boob tube. Now, these days, I don't game at all. I haven't owned a console since the PS2. And even when the TV is on, it sits on the periphery of my attention. It mostly serves as background noise for my number one media consumption activity, yes, browsing Twitter on my phone. Thanks very much for listening. You can find the show notes for this episode at podcast.carefultech.net/32. That's the episode number. You can also follow Careful Tech on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Matt Hauger, H-A-U-G-E-R. Again, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.